Hey everyone, welcome to Pitch Black Part 2. A few things here before I get started. I basically reset my computer, so my computer is running a clean copy of Windows. It's no longer a virtual machine on top of Linux. I actually bought the game off of itch.io, and I've played back to the point where I was before, or it's close enough. So I'm going to try to complete this now. The thing I don't like about this part of the game is it's a bit tricky to figure out. Also, this is pretty much the end of the game, so this might only be, you know, another 10, maybe 20 minutes.
Pitch black, a dusk-like story.
So let's go here. So the thing is, I think if I keep trying to walk towards him and I'm just tapping the arrow key, I should be getting closer to him. Then again, I had this other problem, and what you're supposed to do is walk towards an alarm, but I can't hear it right now. Yeah. Some like, okay, that's the radio. Yeah, I really wish the footstep sounds were louder, because it's sometimes it's hard to tell if you're walking. That's what I should also probably send to Harry, is the footsteps should definitely be louder. Sometimes it's not clear. Okay, so let's see. Actually, I think I'm going the wrong way. Yeah, there's something I really don't like this, because you're just not sure what to do and you're just wandering around. Let's try going over here. So I'm finding too in some areas that you have to hold down the key. In some areas you have to tap it. I don't know if that means I'm bumping into a wall. Like I said, I wish this was a little clearer. But these are minor things in terms of just how well this game generally plays. So I'm not too upset about it. Try going this way. Also, I'm going in circles. See, it's really hard to know. Try using the auditory zoom here. Oh, don't tell me I'm stuck. So I guess if I no longer hear my steps if I hold the arrow, I guess that means I hit a wall. That's what I mean, though. It's very confusing. Oh. If I remember rightly, I have to follow that sound. Of course, now I can't hear it. Ah. I'm walking on like a metal plank or something. Not sure what this is supposed to be. Okay, there's the radio. So we'll use that as a guide here. Walk past it. Death reign free and enemy ensued. Okay. Okay, that sounds familiar. Okay, I think that's like the alarm thing. Just keep going here.
Oh.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, this is very confusing.
Over here. My legs are trapped.
What the? What is this?
Okay.
Over here.
Now, what you're supposed to do, from my experience, is walk towards the alarm.
Oh.
But it's tricky because apparently you have to do it when he doesn't sound like he's behind a wall. I did this before. Let's see if I can do this again.
Gotta stay away from that.
Yeah, this is literally, though, like right by the end of this chapter. Okay. That's the key right there. So walk towards it. Don't know what that is. Yes, we know. Actually, once you reach him, you have one more choice to make. You can either save him or leave him, I presume, to die. I saved him, so I'll choose the other choice. Oh, come on. Yeah, we're gonna walk away from that thing. Okay. Might be a repeat of the last scene here. We're gonna walk away from that thing. That thing's just creepy. Alright, where is this guy? I'm trying to get to you. How did I do this before? Tried to. see. I'm just going to stand here for a second.
Don't have time. Need to find those docks.
Please!
Save him, or go straight for the docks. Gotta make a choice. And gotta make it quick.
Gotta move to me, and then we can get out of here.
Hit the right arrow twice. I think that's no.
Save him.
Yep, right.
No time. Didn't come here to save the world.
Walk towards this.
Come on, President. This way.
Finn, I couldn't find the docks.
I knew it was you. Charlie, no, it wasn't. I didn't do anything, I swear. How could you do this to us? You killed us. No, Charlie, don't. It's not safe. Ah! Charlie!
Okay.
By the night. Come on. Let's get you fixed up.
Wait. All right, buckle up, folks. We're about to reel off some of the people who made this happen.
Okay, here's the credits.
Kidding?
I'm going to hit the spacebar twice. So, it should be in the menu now. Let's see where am I at here.
Pitch black and dusk light story.
Probably for the best. Quit.
All right, so I'm just going to quit.
Audacity. Track.
So, yeah, that's the first episode. It's actually kind of short when you play through it and you know what you're doing. Also, I think I skipped some parts. Like, if you go back into the city or the encampment with those people, there's a guitar that you can play. If you hit the number keys from 1 to 5, it plays different notes. If you hold down left shift and hit those keys, it plays more notes. Obviously, there are choices that influence the story. I'm not sure to how much of a degree, but like in that last one, you can either save the guy or you can leave him in the pumping station. And there's two different endings. Still a bit confusing, and it leaves off on a cliffhanger. But that is Pitch Black. I think it's a really cool concept. Like I said, I think there are things about it that could be better. I think the sound design is excellent. I think that particularly when you're walking around, there should be more things to do in terms of interacting with the environment, because if you're paying attention, you'll notice that, like, in the pumping station, there are things that sound like computers or equipment or something, but if you walk towards them, you just walk right past them. And I think it would be interesting to be able to interact with the environment just a bit more. As I've said already, the step sounds need to be louder because sometimes you can't even tell if you're walking. And I think it would also be helpful to know when you're reaching a wall, because right now it looks like if you hold the arrow key, you don't hear the footsteps, but if you tap it, you do, which is very confusing. So I don't know if that means that I'm blocked or just can't move as fast. I think that needs some work as well. And then, of course, just the whole concept of... I like the open world aspect, but the problem is sometimes you can be wandering around and have no clue as to what to do or where to go. So I wish that was a bit better. Unless, of course, that's intentional, but as you noticed with me trying to play that end scene there, I was wandering around lost like crazy for about 5-10 minutes until I found the person that you're supposed to help or not help. Anyway, that is the game. I'm glad I bought it. Hopefully the next chapters will be more interesting, but I suppose only time will tell. Again, I'd like to thank Harry and all the people that were involved in making this, because it is really, really cool. And I'm glad that I had the opportunity to preview it before I actually bought it. That was really cool. I hope this has helped you guys. I hope this has generated interest, because I know I definitely have. I've been blown away. I was not expecting the quality to be this good. Anyway, though, that's going to do it for this demonstration, at least until more content becomes available. You guys take care, and I will be back at some point to demo something else. Bye.